Welcome to the New Earth Architectress, where we'll be exploring together what is an architectress, what is the New Earth, and how is the evolution in consciousness paving the way for your leading role in architecture. I'm your host, Aisha Rose Melody Hassan, and I'm so excited to share with you what's possible when you lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and your divine calling. If you're a woman architect or designer who's hearing a deep call to take your stand as an ancient temple builder of the future, welcome. Now is the time, and we are the ones. Today, I want to explore with you what the New Earth architecture is about. I've been receiving some visions in the last few years of what this architecture looks like. And it changes in form. It arrives in vision in various shapes and forms. And it is an architecture that taps into a kind of cosmic technology. And it is an architecture that runs on free energy. And it has a very, I want to use the word complex, but it's not complex, deeply connected relationship with the spiritual world. And, you know, we are as a civilization, a collective right now, only using like 0.0003% of our power, our capacity to generate buildings, gardens, spaces that are sustainable, resilient, and don't require all these inefficient systems that we are still currently using. And we're familiar, of course, with, you know, passive heating and cooling systems, you know, sustainable architecture systems where, like net zero and, the living building challenge and LEED, but we're putting a lot of effort into reducing loads, like energy loads within a building. And this conversation is not about the technical side of architecture only, but I just want to set the context that, yes, we are familiar with the sustainable systems and how they benefit the planet, how they benefit our health, and of course, save us money, right, in the long run, to reduce costs that would normally be really expensive from mechanical, electrical systems for heating and cooling and various other systems. The New Earth architecture that I am visioning is a kind of beauty that provides energetic efficiency. So through the forms, through the architecture, through the codes and patterns that are ingrained within the forms and structures of these buildings, with the kinds of with the uses of sacred geometry, patterns and forms that really nourish our whole being and resonate with the temple that is our body, and resonate with nature's codes of growth. Life-giving codes, growth and life, then this kind of architecture has the capacity to to generate energy. There are some physicists that are already working on free energy. There have been physicists and scientists who were working with free energy, like Tesla. And this information exists. And I know that there is a way, from what I have seeing people, the scientists study, I know there's a way that we can harness free energy. And we have access to this information. But there are powers that are currently running the system, but they are also not going to be in power anymore, that do not want us to have access to this free energy. So there are many beings of light, angels, members of our cosmic team who are looking down on us and are and also co-creating with us, providing us with codes, information that help us to reawaken our intelligence, the intelligence that we once had. We were an extremely advanced, humanity was extremely advanced at certain given points of time. We hear about the ancient eras of Atlantis, Lemuria, Hyperborea, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly. And at a certain point in time, all that information was buried deep into our subconscious, into the background, into a place where we couldn't remember this information anymore. And I tell you, when I started to see the visions of the kind of architecture that I know will be built in the near future, distant future, not sure exactly what time that will be. Like, oh my God, how are we going to build this stuff? How are we going to build it? I'm seeing architecture that runs, that is truly living, an architecture with roofs that open and close based on certain weather conditions and how the sun moves across the sky, architecture that runs on free energy, architecture with a kind of spiritual fluid running through it, which holds this kind of cosmic information and energy that helps to run the buildings. I see architecture that has materials that are much more advanced. They are organic, recyclable, but are of a kind of have some kind of a living quality to the built the material, like almost like a skin. There are some architects who are exploring these kinds of bio organic materials, and more we're going to be creating architecture that is an expression of all of our multidimensionality. And when that architecture starts to speak our multidimensionality and the essence of our transformation and where we're headed in terms of the evolution of consciousness, when those forms start to speak that language, and we're beginning to do it, we're starting to see these forms in more mainstream architecture, and Rudolf Steiner planted some of the first important seeds. Gaudi also, the organic architects of Eastern Europe. We're starting to see these forms that hold the essence of the evolution of consciousness, of our transformation, hold the essence actually of the secrets and keys and mysteries of nature's patterns of transformation, of growth as well. We could also use the word growth. And, you know, there's a real big difference between a life-giving building and a dead building. And we will be moving more and more into this direction of creating forms that are life-giving. So we could add as many natural materials to a building system as we want. We could, orient the building so that it is fully benefiting from south light and cross breezes. And, you know, we can apply all of this knowledge to a building design, but if the building itself doesn't have forms that express this principle of growth, of life emanating impulses, then, you know, you can add all the kind of green architecture and passive heating cooling systems as you like, but it's still not going to nourish our souls, the human body, as much as it would if the forms of the building are really expressing this life-giving impulse. Another aspect of the new earth architecture is about housing, is about the program. So what kind of activities does the new earth architecture house? And I'm curious to hear from you what visions you have about this. Our whole world is shifting. The way we work, the way we travel, the way we communicate with each other, and, you know, the way that we create, this is all shifting dramatically. And more we're starting to see communities sprout up in different parts of the world, communities that want to go back to having a strong connection with nature. So whether it be communities who are centered around an organic farm or, co-working spaces, co-living, we have many examples of eco-villages that were built since, from the time of the 60s and the 70s. But the new earth architecture that I see is not just about, and I don't want to use the word just, but the new earth architecture is not necessarily reserved for eco-villages eco-villages. The new earth architecture will be built in cities, forests, deserts, in the middle of the ocean, in various locations, and it doesn't necessarily require, a whole community of people gathering together and living on the same site. What I do see in my vision are these kinds of apparatuses. They are like these beacons of light that are structures which are like transmitters of this cosmic technology. And the light beings that I've been in communication with are guiding me in my vision that they must be built, and that these are going to be built in different shapes and forms or with different materials based on where they are located. And then what I'm also hearing right now is that they will, of course, have some common structures, patterns, forms. They will have structures, forms, and patterns that are in common with each other as well, so that they are united. So I see these actually like these obelisk type structures that are vertical in nature, and they are housing, their forms are allowing some information to come down from the stars, the cosmic realm. And this information holds the blueprints for the future architecture. And then that's going to be sent out from that. I see them as very sculptural elements located in various parts of the world. I've been starting to draw these. I will be revealing some of my sketches and images and drawings of the New Earth architecture soon. I feel that the time is ripe for this, and I'm excited to release some of these images. It does take me time to birth these images, as they are not so easy to convey in the 3D realm, or in the 3D realm. So I'm looking forward to sharing those with you. So these are, and these are actually symbols and symbols of what is possible for the other scales of architecture. So I see temples where new temples where people are gathering with their community to connect with their bodies, to slow down, to do the necessary personal transformation work to help move forward this evolution of consciousness. So why is it so important for us to build and transform the spirit of architecture? Well, for me, my explorations and passions to express this new form of architecture is rooted in a deep, deep love for this world, this earth, and humanity. And when I say humanity, I mean natural, organic human beings. And I mean natural, organic human beings that are not turned into robots. So we have a risk of being invaded by the digital realm. And while robots are really an amazing technological advancement that will most certainly help us both in the realms of building architecture and also with running our businesses and, you know, maybe cleaning our houses, like whatever uses they have. I mean, there's a gazillion uses right now, and, you know, AI and robots are very advanced. But we're running the risk of turning into robots ourselves, and other people making us turn into robots. And so I hold the torch for creating an architecture that is a representation of the human being, that is an expression of the human being, and allows us to know ourselves, to get to understand our multidimensionality, our connection to God and source, and our deep, deep connection to the rhythms of nature. And, you know, nature has this incredible wisdom. And if we continue to create cities, communities, or I don't want to use the word community, but residences, houses, that don't have this connection, we have a risk of becoming more and more sucked into the digital world. And, you know, this can be as simple as really paying attention to how you create your garden so that it nourishes you and that you spend lots of time out in nature and aren't exposed to the screen for too long, to creating an architecture that helps us remember the breath of life, helps us remember our own gifts, helps us remember what it means to be human, truly what it means to be human. You know, I have to admit that for a long period of time, and I'm actually experiencing it right now, so my words aren't flowing as fluidly today, because it's reminding me of the amnesia that I have been experiencing for a large portion of my life. And this amnesia is now, and what I'm getting here in this moment symbolizes the amnesia that our collective, that humanity has been blinded by, or there's been a veil. There's been a veil between us and the spiritual realm for many, many years, for hundreds of years. And now that veil is slowly lifting, and our consciousness is evolving. But that's all occurring in divine timing. There is a cosmic truth to this divine timing. And we can't force it to happen. There is a natural unfolding process, much like how we age. We will all die. We will all be born or reborn, depending on your perspective of reincarnation. And then we will go through another cycle. Actually, in very, 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 very distant future, Rudolf Steiner talks about, and many other mystics talk about how at a very distant future, incarnation will cease to occur. That's a whole other topic. So it's more complex, right? It's not a black and white thing. Because will have attained a certain level of consciousness gazillion years in the future, where separation won't exist. Actually, male and female also won't exist. It'll be more of a that we will be self-propagating. So there are these truths. And of course, we can have different lenses on them and tell them in different ways. But we've got a long, long, long way until we get to that stage of consciousness. But I am here to share with you what I see as the initial seeds of planting that evolution of consciousness, the initial seeds of the new earth in the form of architecture. Some of those seeds do include inspiration from ancient cultures, from ancient Egypt, the temples of ancient Egypt, and many other cultures. But we must also bring in the impulse of the future into our architecture. And so I invite you to really open up the possibilities in your design work, in your explorations, and really stop propagating the same old designs. You're a pioneer, and you're here to bring something bold, something brave, something new forward. And I invite you to take a break from looking at the architecture periodicals, magazines, online, Pinterest, all these images, right? We just get in on, just get overwhelmed with all this image, all these images on Instagram, et cetera. And to go within to you, into your own temple and imagine, ask your temple, ask your guides, ask nature to receive a vision for the new earth architecture. And what does that vision look like? What do you see? I mean, I see again, huge innovations with material, huge innovations with technology, and a kind of architecture that acknowledges the spiritual world, acknowledges the living beings of the earth, of Mother Gaia, and that is co-created with these beings. I also see an architecture of community, of cooperation, really collaborating with artists, engineers, builders, robots. They're going to be part of the picture too, somehow, right? It's just to what degree. Getting a whole team together to create these incredible works of architecture. I'm not saying that the New Earth architecture all needs to be this grandiose temple. Some of the New Earth architecture is going to be so rooted and grounded and healing and there'll be new modes of living together with many more cooperatives, many more shared gardens, organic farming, going back to crafting things with our hands. Now, this is one trajectory. The other trajectory is more that high-tech digital world where we actually lose our capacity to work with our hands and lose our capacity to channel spirit through our body and create these incredible works of architecture, design, or furniture, or whatever that may be. So what are your new earth architecture visions? What's your vision for the new earth? I'm very curious. Share in the comments of the video or send me an email, and I'm excited to hear about what those are. All right, well, I'm going to wrap this up. There's just so much I want to express to you, and I'm finding it actually challenging to express it in words in this moment. And I look forward to sharing some of these images that I've been working on of what is possible for the new earth architecture. I've also been working with some amazing clients who are building new communities that are really setting important foundations for new ways of living and new ways of living that allow us to enter more into our joy, more into ease, more into connecting with our bodies, more into the adventure of life, and allowing us to really express ourselves individually and creatively. So much of the old world just wasn't about that. And it's time for you as a leader, a pioneer of the evolution of consciousness, a leader and pioneer of the future architecture, for you to take it that one notch up, two notches, five notches, 10 notches up, and be bold with what you create. Be bold with the forms that you bring forward. research new materials and incorporate them into your work and seek out creatives, visionaries to partner with. Maybe you've been working with clients who are just so boring, so boring, and do not, you know, the work that you're doing with them is just not nourishing you, feeding your soul. And you know, you have these visions too. You have these visions too. You are drawn to the magical worlds, the mystical worlds, and you know that architecture could be capturing the essence of these mystical, magical worlds. They existed. They are not only in the storybooks. They are not only in the legends or in sci-fi movies. These worlds existed. They still exist in other dimensions, and the cosmic team they're all waiting for us to anchor this on Earth. I don't know how the hell we're going to do it, because I'm even having challenges just like ordering some like really high quality windows, right? I'm having challenges getting the builders to build a straight wall, you know, like just like some really basic and very humbling things. And so sometimes it can be really frustrating for me when I see what is possible in vision, because I've been to these places in either my past life or my parallel life, whatever you want to call it. I've journeyed to these places which exist on different dimensions. And I come back here, I'm just like, how the hell are we going to build it here? How the hell are we going to build it? So I encourage you to research the new technology that's coming out with, you know, building clay walls with robots, bio architecture, all this. But what I recommend to you is this: as you research all the advancements in technology, materials, et cetera, that are occurring in architecture, feel with your body, tune into your body and ask the question, is this a technology that is appropriate for humanity's growth and evolution? Because there are some technologies that are going to remove us so much from our humanity that we're going to lose the balance. And we're going to be taken from our post. This is what I'm hearing. Taken from our post as stewards of this earth. So it's really important for you to listen to your intuition about that. And then, of course, we want to be bringing in more of the grassroots systems of building locally, working with natural materials, clay, wood, cob, mycelium, right? Mycelium is a whole other interesting material. Hemp, right? Bringing that vibe into it as well. But I see a marriage between this kind of technology and this use of more organic natural materials. How can we bridge these, and how can we really pave the way for a more energetically efficient, beautiful, healing, abundant, light emanating architecture that will not only heal ourselves, but will heal the land, will send ripples of energy out into the region and begin to really transform our whole environment. So such a joy and an honor to share these visions with you. And I'm so curious about what images you saw as you listened to me speak. What are your visions of the new earth architecture? And I invite you to sketch them immediately as they come through. They will often come through pretty quickly. So sketch them, sketch what is coming through. And I trust that those will be inspirations for your work, whether you're an interior designer, an architect, landscape architect, furniture designer, master planner, city planner. We all need to work together to bring forward this impulse into our work. And just as I close today, I want to share with you that something that I'm really excited about. I am going to soon open the doors for my VIP retreat in Ephesus, Izmir, at the Temple of Artemis. The Temple of Artemis is a mystery school, an ancient mystery school, mystery center, and it is a huge power spot that is opening up codes and emitting energy, new energy that will fuel your creativity and fuel your awakening process. And I am so, so excited to be hosting this very special retreat for you. If this feels aligned, I would love to hear from you. Send me an email or message me in the comments below if you are watching this on YouTube. And it's a two-day retreat where I will be taking you to the ancient temples in Ephesus and the Temple of Artemis. And this is an opportunity for you to get high touch support from me in building your unique design practice that's aligned with your feminine wisdom, your divine calling, and your joy. And I will support you in birthing a modality that really is unique to your signature energy. And we are going to discover the codes, the keys to unlocking your intuition and your unique divine design capacities and what your mission is here on this planet. So I'm so excited for this, and you will soon you will soon see details on my website, but send me a PM or an email if you are interested, and we will set up the schedule for you to come and spend an incredibly nourishing, amazing 2 days with me in the ancient city of Ephesus at the Temple of Artemis. All right. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning into the New Earth Architectress. It's my intention to inspire more women architects and designers to come out of hiding and unleash their intuitive powers, to lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and their divine calling, while making a powerful impact on Earth. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe, leave a 5-star review on iTunes, and share this episode with women who you know are feeling the nudges to take the big leap and bridge spirit with design. You can find out more about me and the New Earth Architectress movement by visiting aisharosemelodyhassan.com. Until next time, gule gule.